Unit 5. Extra Listening and Speaking. Exercises 2, 3 and 4.
Hello and welcome to Discoveries and Inventions on Radio 9. With me in the studio is one of the candidates for this year's Young Inventor Award, Isaac Wilson. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
First, can you tell me more about yourself, Isaac?
Yes, of course. I'm 16 years old, I'm a student, and I'm very interested in science, although I've got a lot of other interests. I think science is important because it can make life better and easier.
Now, you've been nominated for the Young Inventor Award, haven't you? What do you think is the most important quality of an inventor?
Anyone can become an inventor. Creativity is important, of course, but if I had to choose one quality as the most important, I'd probably pick patience. You have to be patient to make your idea work in practice.
Can I ask you some questions about your invention? What is it and how does it work?
Well, an invention can be something that is completely new, or it can be an improvement of something that already exists. My invention is of the second type. It's a very simple one. I created spoons that are edible. They're made of rice and flour, and you can just eat them after you've finished your meal.
How did you come up with the idea? What inspired you to create these edible spoons?
I was on holiday in India with my parents, and one day we bought ice cream from a stall. The seller told us we could eat the spoons. I didn't believe him, but then I tried the spoon and it was delicious. I thought it was such a good idea. When I came back to the UK after the holiday, I decided to make similar spoons that we could use in our school canteen. I talked to the chef and she helped me to create a recipe. We have sweet spoons for the desserts and savoury ones for soups. They have different flavours. My favourite is vanilla.
How is your invention going to improve things and make life better?
At the moment, a lot of school canteens and fast food restaurants use spoons made of plastic. People use them once and then throw them away. This is very bad for the environment. If people used edible spoons, they wouldn't pollute the environment.
I see what you mean, but wouldn't it be better to use spoons made of wood, for example?
No, not really. You have to cut trees to make wooden spoons, and that's bad for the environment too.
Right. My final question is this. What advice would you give to young people who want to become inventors?
If you want to be an inventor, you have to work really hard. A lot of people have good ideas, but that's not enough.
And perhaps you need a little bit of luck too.
Well, if I hadn't gone to India, I wouldn't have found out about edible spoons. So, yes, maybe you need a bit of luck. But you don't have to travel far to come up with ideas. Just look around and think about the way you do things. Is there anything that can be improved? What changes could you make?
Thank you, Isaac. Our next guest...